from Fort Hood, 1st of August, I went to Panama for 2 weeks of jungle warfare training. After Panama, I had a month's leave at home and then reported to United States Army Vietnam. After in processing, I was assigned to the AmeriCal Division. Reported up there and learned that there was no armor officer slots open in the division.
Does that mean gun carrying time?
As a rule, it means that you will then be assigned an infantry platoon.
I know you were thrilled.
Yes, I saw my little cross sabers becoming crossed idiot sticks. At which point, the briefing officer then said, "By the way, is there anyone in this room that has a journalism degree?" Does anyone in this room have any newspaper experience? You know, I'm waving both hands back. So I was fortunate. I was assigned to the division public information office, or the division information office. I was the public information officer for the division for about 5 months, working under the information officer, who was a major. My responsibilities, you wanted responsibilities. Of course, at Knox, I was a student. I think I graduated 4th in my class, if that means anything. At Hood, I was a platoon leader. Of course, student in Panama. Okay, now in Vietnam, I was the public information officer. I was in charge of releasing information to the public. And there was another officer that was in charge of command information, which dealt with dissemination of information within the division, namely the division newspaper and magazine. And I worked with, had different, enlisted men under my command, gathering news. It was very similar to a newspaper. That's the way I ran it. And sent them out in the boonies and got stories. And we prepared releases and photographs for dissemination to the different news agencies. And also, it was my primary function in dealing with visiting reporters from AP, UPI, anyone, whoever drifted in. It was my job to see that they got what they wanted. And many times I was escort officer for these different reporters that were coming in. And they want to go out in the boonies, I'd go out in the boonies with them, mainly just to see if they happened to get killed, that I could testify on how it happened. And several of them, there are any number of war stories. Anyway, I arrived in Vietnam in September, shortly after the first of the year. I volunteered for assignment in the field. There came some openings and became a platoon leader. B Troop, 1st of the 1st Cav. And conducted operations around the Chu Lai and Hawk Hill area of Vietnam for about a month, and then we were sent on the incursion into Laos. And our mission at that time was to keep the supply line open to Laos.